Hi, I'm Bronwyn. I'm an MA history student at the University of Reading, mainly researching women's history of the 20th century, but with particular interest in the suffrage movement. I'm going to tell you about this morning Nancy and her relationship with women voters. The 1918 Representation of the People Act, which allowed some women the vote, was followed by the Parliament Qualification of Women Act. This act was one of the shortest acts in history, only 26 words long, but it changed democracy forever and allowed women to sit as MPs. The Act was rushed through Parliament. They didn't take much time to consider that women had to be 30 to vote but could stand as MPs at 21, making some of the first female MPs unable to vote for themselves. The Act was passed in time for the 1918 elections. 17 women stood. Many of them have been leading figures in the suffrage movement, including Christabel Pankhurst. However, only one woman was elected, Constance Markievicz. But as a member of Sinn Féin Party, she never took her seat, and was actually in Holloway Prison at the time of her election. At the 1919 election, Nancy was arguably an unexpected candidate, especially as she hadn't been a member of the suffrage campaign. The suffrage movement was a large group of women campaigning for women's vote and access to politics, but Nancy's lack of involvement was soon forgotten, and a new priority was placed on getting a woman into Parliament. The newly enfranchised women needed a woman's voice to represent them in the House, and Nancy showed herself to be a worthy candidate. She was overwhelmed with support from women who were happy to help get her to Parliament. The Nancy Astor Papers hold an extensive collection of letters from women pledging their support. One of the most interesting is a petition from Bessie Lacrasse and the women voters of Plymouth Sutton. You'll find a copy of this in your envelope. The reason this petition is so significant is because we think that Bessie may have been a militant suffragette. As militants, they had been involved in a campaign of civil disobedience and working against the government. But here she pledges to use every legitimate means at her disposal to get Nancy into Parliament. We would argue that this is the very first ask her to stand moment in the continued demand for a 50-50 Parliament that is still heard about today. When Nancy arrived in Paddington the day after she was elected, she was greeted by a group of suffrage supporters. One handed Nancy a badge and said to her, "It is the beginning of our era." Others shouted, "I'm glad I've suffered for this." Women welcomed her entrance into the House as she represented a change in women's citizenship not only the vote could bring. Having a woman in Parliament reminded the chamber of 600 male MPs of women outside who now had the vote. There were new pressures to bring about welfare reforms with the aim to improve women's lives, and it was this area of politics Astor and women MPs championed. Nancy felt a strong sense of duty to women. As a member of the Conservative Party, she often strayed from the party line to work across party with women to enact the necessary welfare reforms needed to better women's everyday lives and bring about better and gender equality. While she was well received by women generally, her reception in Parliament was rather different. Entering into a masculine space, there was an anxiousness of how they were going to introduce a woman. Problems arose where, such as where would her office be? Even worse, where her bathroom would be? Should she be allowed to wear her hat? She claims members would rather have had a rattlesnake in the House than her. She was faced with a barrage of misogyny. Some MPs refused to speak to her, and she wasn't allowed in areas such as the smoking area, which were solely reserved for men. Winston Churchill later told her they'd hoped to freeze her out. But Nancy Astor's resilience and dedication to women carried her through the years she spent in the House, and she recognised that it was the women that kept her up. Soon you'll hear from Abby, who will tell you about Nancy's maiden speech and what she did in Parliament.